You've probably received email offers to buy drugs to treat obesity or erectile dysfunction, but the counterfeit drug trade isn't limited to supplements and so-called lifestyle medications. There's a growing illegal market for counterfeit pharmaceuticals to treat serious diseases like malaria, tuberculosis, and HIV/AIDS. Joining us now on today's underreported segment is Paula Park, who wrote about the counterfeit drug trade in World Policy Journal's summer issue. Hello, welcome to our show.
Hello.
Now, your article focuses on Asia, but isn't this a global problem?
It is a global problem. It's rampant in Africa, Asia, the Middle East, emerging European countries.
But most of the drugs are being manufactured in Asia? Is that it?
No one is quite sure where most of the counterfeit drugs are manufactured. Quite a few drugs are manufactured in Asia, in China, but also across the border in Thailand and other Asian countries.
Well, if for people in this country, I guess, we associate counterfeit drugs with the Internet, but don't they manage to make their ways into pharmacies and hospitals?
They don't make their way in too many pharmacies and hospitals in the United States. But yes, throughout the rest of the world, particularly the developing world, they do end up in hospitals and pharmacies.
And is that because they're less expensive than the real thing?
That's part of it. They are less expensive for people who buy them. It's also a recurring good trade for the people who make them and distribute them. And so there's quite a profit motive involved in getting them into hospitals and drugstores.
But do the people who are buying them believe that they're getting the real thing in most cases?
Yeah, they're buying them because they think they're getting drugs that will help them stop the diseases.
And the medications look like the real thing, packaging and all?
Yeah, one of the interesting things is that they have found the drug enforcement officers have found packages that look very much like the packaging of real pharmaceuticals, the same colors, the same design. And you kind of have to look very closely at the font and the small print to know the difference.
Now, are they just made with inactive ingredients like sugar pills, or are we talking about drugs that actually do have some efficacy?
Some of the drugs use tiny bits of the active ingredients. Some use other kinds of active ingredients like aspirin. For example, they found malaria pills that actually were just aspirin. So the aspirin might make somebody feel a little bit better, make their headache go away, make their joints hurt a little bit less, but really didn't have any effect against the malaria, which can be fatal because malaria often advances and creates complications that kill people.
And then there are other malaria drugs that are being used where the dosage is so small that it can't have much of an effect, but it has led to a drug-resistant strain of malaria?
Researchers particularly in Asia, near the Cambodian-Thai border, have found there is a growing resistance to malaria drugs, to the most effective malaria drugs being sold today. And they believe that part of that may have to do with low-quality drugs being sold, low-quality and low quantities.
Where do the counterfeiters get the real drugs with which to manufacture these fakes? Aren't these controlled substances?
Yes, they can steal the drugs. They can buy the drugs themselves. They can figure out the ingredients and use them. Some of the factories that have been seized and closed are actually real drug factories. Real in the sense that they put drugs together and make pills and tablets and sell them in packages. So someone with a chemistry degree can figure out, and the right equipment can figure out what is in a drug and then reproduce it using less of the active ingredient.
Now, you mentioned China as a major source. China is one of the, I think now it's the second largest economy in the world. And the Chinese government is very concerned about all of these embarrassments in the past, adulterated dairy products and the like. Are they doing anything to crack down on the manufacture of these drugs?
Yes. China is not only a big source of counterfeits, but it's also a big victim of counterfeits. So China has frequently cracked down on the creation of counterfeit drugs and also on their distribution in China. There are labs, and I have spoken with Chinese scientists whose sole purpose is to check that the drugs that are being sold and produced in China are real. Also, China has cooperated with Interpol and World Health Organization investigations in the country that have closed many factories.
So is Interpol the major policing unit going after all of this? Is the UN involved? Is there a unit of the UN that would be responsible for monitoring and regulating drugs around the world?
Interpol is the police enforcement part of a big task force called IMPACT, which includes the World Health Organization, Interpol, many pharmaceutical organizations, and many national drug enforcement agencies. What they do is, together they do a number of different tasks. Because many countries don't actually have the laws needed to strictly enforce anti-counterfeit seizures and captures, one of the first things they do is help countries redo their legislation or create new rules. They also help countries train their own drug enforcement agencies so that they can detect counterfeits and close them down, really. They also do cross-border and international seizures and projects designed to track the entire chain of a drug counterfeit distribution group or organization.
Well, Cambodia has made an effort to crack down on counterfeit drugs. What happened there?
Cambodia is an interesting case because a lot of the low quality and counterfeit drugs were being sold just in flea markets, in the street markets, and also by retailers who actually didn't know what they were doing. They bought drugs from anybody. Some of those drugs had active ingredients, some didn't. The country then, working with an American organization called the United States Pharmacopoeia Convention, actually closed down two-thirds of about 1,000 illegal drug stores, which they think are the main sellers of fakes. They blacklisted some of the owners of the stores so that they could never own a pharmacy or sell any kind of pharmaceuticals again. But many of the store owners, because they were really selling fakes because they didn't know any better, were trained and taught how to determine whether a drug is real. So that required some changes in law as well, because the government didn't really have the mechanism, the legal mechanism, to close down the shops.
Who's making these counterfeits? Is there an organized crime element involved?
Well, Interpol believes that there are organized groups, both political and simply criminal gangs and groups involved in drug making counterfeit drugs and also smuggling them. But they are reluctant to name any groups, and they are reluctant to say that it's only organized crime groups that we're aware of. They say it's too widespread. It's too varied. There are small internal domestic organizations. There are broad international crime families involved. It's just a huge trade, and it's multifaceted and very varied.
Phoebe, a listener from New Jersey, left a comment on our show page. She asks, how much is this a consequence of big pharma from the United States and the European Union outsourcing their supply chains to India and China?
I personally haven't investigated that aspect of it, but based on my research, I would say very little. The pharmaceutical companies do not outsource that much of their production in those countries. They produce much of what they produce in those countries are sold in those countries. Much of the manufacturing of drugs are done in the U.S. and in Europe.
And you suggest that we don't see many of these drugs in the United States. Do we see them when we get those email offers to buy diabetes drugs or erectile dysfunction drugs and whatever else is out there?
There are counterfeit drugs sold over the Internet. But there's also quite a lot of enforcement activity going on in the U.S. to counteract those. And also people can verify the Internet sites where they get the drugs from, and it's a good idea to verify them before they buy anything.
Well, we're speaking to you from London.
London.
is enforcement as strict in Europe as it is in the United States?
Enforcement in Europe is strict. And it's becoming stricter. In September, the Parliament is expected to sign into law a raft of regulations tightening the market, particularly Internet market for drugs, pharmaceuticals, and also just requiring much more verification and confirmation and systematic codification of drugs.
Paula, thank you so much for talking with us. Paula Park wrote about the counterfeit drug trade in the World Policy Journal summer issue, and she's spoken to us on today's Underreported.
Thank you.